Troy, the man you've all been waiting for. This is his first Star Trek convention in quite a long time. I know he's thrilled to be here. Captain James Tiberius Kirk. Now, Bill's here to field a few questions, so just fire away.
Go, Captain.
That's the first question.
When you were going to beam down the planet, okay, for the last time in episode 25, uh-huh. I was wondering, like, what was going on with the crew in that particular...
Episode 25?
Yeah.
You got to give me a plot, see, because it's 20 years and it's a long time.
Oh,
plot.
Episode 25, that's where you and the crew of the Enterprise got attacked by these spores and started acting real weird, like hippies and stuff.
Right, I remember. Okay, what's your question?
Well, I wonder if you could settle a bet for me and my friends,
sure.
Okay? Like, when you left your quarters for the last time and you opened up your safe, what was the combination?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't know that.
Okay.
Anybody? Oh, all right. Go ahead. You in the funny shirt.
Okay. Another bet.
Uh huh.
Okay. On your horse farm, all right, how many saddlebred horses do you have?
34.
Wait. Is that including the colt that was born earlier this week?
That mare had a foal?
Tuesday.
Well, I guess he's 35 then.
All right.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. I having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here, I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl? I didn't think so. There's a whole world out there. When I was your age, I didn't watch television. I lived. So, move out of your parents' basement. And get your own apartments and grow the hell up. I mean, it's just a TV show, Dan. It's just a TV show.
Are you saying, then, that we should pay more attention to the movies?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. See, you guys are the lamest bunch. I mean, I've never seen... I can't believe these people. I mean, I really can't understand what
they're doing. That was William Shatner, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to remind you, Trekkers, that we have some fine refreshments from all over the galaxy. Coke, Diet Coke, Bubble Up, the Orange, I believe.
Of course, that speech was a recreation of the evil Captain Kirk. From episode 37. The name of the enemy within. You know? Yeah. So, thank you, and live long and prosper. So, everybody, you know, set your faces on stun, because this convention's ahead, Warp Factor 9, you know?